All right, I'll go through the injury report. Tyvon Branch is out. He didn't practice today. Jason Hunter was limited in practice today. He's probable for the game. Darren McFadden is doubtful for the game. Stacy McGee is questionable. Lucas Nix is questionable. Tony Pashos is questionable. Tracy Porter was probable. Terrell Pryor, probable. Marcel Reese, questionable. Menelik Watson, questionable. Wisniewski is doubtful. And Woodson is probable for the game.
Questions, guys?
Was Wisniewski not come as far along as you'd hoped?
Yeah, he's not where we need him to be as of today. Again, we'll continue to monitor him and see how he's doing, but hopefully he'll come along and he'll be okay. But right now he'd be doubtful for the game.
Obviously, if he can't go, Andre slides over. Who are you looking at right now? I mean, Lucas.
Yeah, well, Lucas is a possibility. We'll see how he is come game time, and then Lamar Mady's the other guy that's really worked in there.
Any progress with McFadden, or is he, any updates as far as he gotten better? Is he closer?
Yeah, I think he's really. He's gotten closer. But whether he's ready to play or not, you know, he's doubtful for the game. So,
what is it that you need to see from him? Is it just a pain thing, or?
Well, it's can he be effective? You know, if he can be effective, he'll be in there and play. If he can't be, then he won't be. I mean, it's really, really pretty simple.
So he and Wes will be the pre-game decisions on the game before the game.
Yeah, we'll look at him, see where they're at. I mean, you know, we still got Saturday. We got all day on Sunday. We'll see where they're at.
Did they not make the type of progress that you might have expected or hoped over the course of the 3 days?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I would have wanted them to be out there on Wednesday, but they weren't able to go yet. So we'll see where they're at, and if they're able to go, they'll go.
Kind of works out in your favor having the way to start. I think gives you a little bit extra time.
Gives us some more time, yeah. Well, it's pretty thin. It's pretty thin, but you know, we've got Cornell on our practice squad. We've got McLean, who's been here. So we'll see how these guys do. Again, you know, we got some time. We'll see how these guys do, and a lot of these decisions will be game time decisions.
Antonio Gates has been, you know, the longest tenured target for Phillip Rivers. They've mixed and matched over the years with different receiving threats. What makes Phillip Rivers so good?
Well, he's smart. He's accurate. He makes good decisions. Throws the ball on time, and he's got some good weapons to throw the ball to. So, he's been an outstanding quarterback, and he's had a lot of great years in this league. And he's playing probably as good as he's played in a long time. I mean, I think he's an exceptional quarterback. He's very competitive, and he's got a lot of confidence in his ability. So, you know. He's a really good quarterback.
Do you see Rivera as being a guy that could develop into an every down type tight end? It seems like most of the guys now are like at least 265, 270 to do that. Or will he always be over a receiving type guy that, you know, plays a lot? But
well, I mean, really, that's to be determined. You know, I mean, I think we got to continue to watch him. I mean, we're trying to develop him every day to be, you know, a three-down player for us, and continue to work on his blocking. And, you know, I think anytime you got these young guys like this, you know, it's just a matter of how do they mature, how do they work, you know, as far as getting their body bigger, stronger, and that type of stuff. I've seen a lot of good things in him. I've seen a lot of improvement in him from an inline blocking standpoint, both in the run game and the pass game. I think he's a really good player. I think he's going to continue to grow, but we'll see how he does, you know, as far as his blocking, if he continues to improve.
With Darren's status now doubtful, is Pryor's mobility going to be even more of a factor?
Well, I think that's always been something that you know, we need to utilize is his mobility. I think, you know, in a normal run game, you got to account for, you know, basically, you know, there's 10 players and somebody's carrying the ball. Well, you know, obviously now with Pryor, you know, it's an added dimension there, and they got to worry about defending two ball carriers back there with him back there. So I think that's something that we got to utilize to our advantage, to our benefit, and I think we'll do that.
Granted, it's kind of an unscheduled circumstance, but how much do you relish playing AFC West division rival under the lights, NFL Network, the whole afternoon?
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think it's a great environment. I love playing night games. I'm excited about playing a night game in our home stadium, and should be a lot of fun. Should be a great game, and I think our guys are excited about playing, you know, playing at night under the lights at the Coliseum.
If Darren can't go when Rashad starts, will you cut back on his special teams duties at all? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Anything more, guys?
I have one more. Pryor's first start was against the Chargers. How much has he grown since then, and what's the difference between him and Terrell?
Yeah, he's grown a lot. You know, obviously he's still the same athlete, but I think where he's really grown is as a quarterback. You know, his mechanics and throwing the football, his decision making's better. You know, and I think every game that he gets an opportunity to go in there and play, I think he continues to get a little bit better as far as those things are concerned. So yeah, he's a different player than he was, you know, the last game of the season last year.
Leaping in and pulling Goodson out of a scuffle. I mean, kind of taken over in a leadership way that, you know, that you could never know that he would do that until he was in a game.
Yeah, well, I think you find those things out when you put him in the game and you let him go play. And I think the thing that, you know, there was a confidence in our football team that we were going to go in there and win that game. And I think he brings a level of excitement and a level of confidence to this football team. Yeah, he's come a long way. He's done a good job, and he's continuing to grow, and that's what I want to see. I want to see him continue to grow.
That's good. Thank you. Yeah, guys, this game will really be at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Man.
It might even go into the next day.
Two minutes.